From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Governor Rick Scott and the state cabinet today will be asked to approve Florida Power and Light's plan to add two new reactors to its Turkey Point nuclear power plant. But approving the reactors also means approval for 89 miles of high-voltage transmission lines to get all that new power to the grid. And as reporter Rick Stone tells us, that's what's upsetting the communities along U.S. 1 in South Miami-Dade County.
Activist neighbors in communities like Pinecrest, South Miami, Coral Gables, and Miami are trying to stop FPNL from installing the power lines on 5-foot-wide, 100-foot poles that would run right past their front doors, one every 200 feet. Their property values would collapse, they say, and their pleasant neighborhoods along the east side of U.S. 1 would turn into an industrial wasteland. FPNL argues the lines are a necessary part of increasing available power without increasing fossil fuel pollution. But neighborhood opponents say the lines should either follow a different route from Turkey Point or run underground along the U.S. 1 trail that the utility prefers. If the state cabinet okays the Turkey Point plan, the power line construction would not begin until the Nuclear Regulatory Commission also approves the plant expansion, and that could be a couple of years. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
With a look at what's happening in state politics, Governor Rick Scott still has more money in the bank, but his top Democratic rival is beginning to gain on him. Campaign reports show that former Governor Charlie Crist raised a little over $2 million in April for his gubernatorial campaign. Governor Scott raised about $1.3 million during the month. The Scott campaign maintains, however, that it still edged Crist because the governor also raised an additional $1.4 million for the Republican Party of Florida. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.